We're speaking now with Dolores Glass, who actually goes by Dodie. Dodie, thank you for being here and talking with us today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Yeah. And you, just to clarify, you're a candidate for the Pendre Hospital District Board of Trustees that Bonner County residents are going to be voting on very promptly, because actually early voting is already underway as we're speaking. I'll tell you what,
That's correct.
Yes. Let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when and why did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, it started about 3 years ago. My husband had wanted to retire and move out of one of those states that people are seem to be escaping from. It took me a while, so we ended up here, which I never thought I would be in Bonner County this far north, and I absolutely love it here. We've been here 3 years, and the community and the people are everything. We used to live in a rural community, a mountain community before, and we were very involved in that community. I actually worked at Bonner General Hospital as a hospice RN, which is hospice has always been one of my passions. So I've experienced, you know, working in this community. I am a nurse. I have my master's in nursing, and I'm clinically retired, but a nurse never really retires. So I didn't even know that this hospital had a district board, and a couple of people approached me about running for this position, and so I had to start looking into it. And, you know, much to my, I don't know, dismay or questions, a lot of questions started coming forward. I have always had a passion for quality health care, and I'm a very strong patient advocate. So, you know, I don't believe in being an armchair critic. If you have complaints or issues, you need to do something active. So that put me in the position to apply, and here I am running for the district board.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to dig in a little bit on some of that, but you mentioned that you have worked since you arrived here at Bonner General as a hospice nurse. What's your previous professional or personal experiences that you have that you think provides good qualifications for the position you're running for?
Well, fortunately, I was able to, I've worked at a level one trauma hospital, which was a teaching hospital, a large metropolitan hospital. And at the same time, I worked in our local community hospital, which was 64-bed hospital, very active as a volunteer in our rural community, which I was the chief of the ambulance crews for a 500-square-mile area, and the nearest hospital from town was 30 minutes away. So during my nursing career, or nursing school, I worked as a dispatcher for Lifelight Helicopter, not the one we have here. So I was able to access and understand rural communities, what are their needs, how to access them, how to get quality health care. You need a local hospital, which I understand people get concerned that we want to change things here at Bonner General. We just need to make sure that we utilize their services as best, you know, to stop the bleeding, so to speak, and then if we need to be moved on to a higher level of care. I've always been an active volunteer in my community. Like I said, I was chief of the ambulance crew for a very long time, and I had several board positions on that organization. And it was respected and known for its mountain rescue. So my background, my diverse background, and nursing and volunteer experience, I think, provides opportunity to understand quality healthcare needs for rural communities. We're rural, but we're also a resort area. So people come with expectations of the kind of care that they need. So we need to be able to provide that for, you know, the diverse community we live in. Mm-hmm. And I think I have that kind of background to be able to see where we need to fill those gaps.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. You've kind of answered this question, but I'm asking all the candidates this same question. Why are you running for the hospital district trustee position?
You know, when I started, I went and listened to one board meeting, and I looked at minutes, And quality healthcare has always been a passion of mine. And when I worked in hospice there at Bonner General, it took me, you know, it's a large county and to a lot of back roads and rural areas off grid. I got to know the area personally for the care for those people. So I see a need, and it triggered a passion. Now that we're in our home, we finally are settled into our new home, I have time now to pursue my passions, and healthcare has always been one. So when this opportunity presented itself, I saw a need, and I felt that I had the qualifications to meet those needs.
Okay. Well, next question. How familiar are you with the services that Bonner General Health provides? Are you an individual consumer yourself of their services?
I have, for routine issues. I'm pretty healthy, so is my family. I have friends that have utilized the different services from the hospital and the clinics. When I worked at hospice, I also witnessed and experienced the closing of several very essential clinics, you know, the wound clinic, home health, cardiac rehab, diabetic clinic, things like that were devastating. I know it was under COVID, but those were services that were very much needed in the community. So I saw what that did, and I had my patients that experienced and friends that, you know, couldn't use the services weren't available to them as readily as it had been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as a candidate, what do you consider to be the issues for the hospital district that you think voters should be weighing as they decide who to vote for?
You know, one of the things that I had, since I'm just now learning about it, the transparency of exactly how the dollars are being spent, it's there. There's a check written, a draft written, but there needs to be a better breakdown of, you know, what it's covering. Is it equipment? What kind of service is it? The hospital does all the billing to these clinics that we provide money for. So I think we need a better understanding, more transparency, and how these tax dollars are being utilized to make sure that it, you know, the best interest is at hand for our community. And is there other areas that we need to address? It wasn't clear on exactly where these dollars are being spent. A draft is written, and then, you know, I couldn't see a breakdown. So that is a concern for me. Maybe it is being utilized properly, maybe it's not. So I think we just need more transparency in the breakdown of the budget to see if we're serving our community appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We do have another minute or so. If there's another issue you'd like to identify for voters.
I'm married. I have four children. We have four children between us, six grandchildren. Family is a critical. I have emergency room and hospice have always been my passion. So I've been in the part of trying to save lives to end of life. So I think I recognize those needs very clearly. I borrowed this from someone's email and I saw it because I think some of the things we're experiencing is by Patrick Henry, fear is the passion of slaves. We can't be afraid of change. We can't be afraid of what COVID did to us. We have to get over those fears. And I think the transparency will allow us to get over our fears and trust who are representing us on our healthcare issues with the district board. So I hope that people can take a look at that as my passion. Healthcare has always been a passion for me. And I've been a major advocate for patients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Dodie Glass, candidate for Pend Oreille Hospital District Board of Trustees, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.